السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. گزشتہ خطبے میں
حضور says in my last Friday sermon I mentioned one name of Allah which is An-Nafi, the benefactor and I explained that the real being who can give us any benefit is Allah Almighty alone. Therefore, people, this is the commandment of Allah Almighty, therefore everyone should obey and worship Allah alone. You will get the benefits of Allah in this life and also in the life to come. You will get all the benefits. And also Allah Almighty said that along with worship, you also abide by all those commandments about which Allah Almighty has instructed you to comply with. Allah Almighty has not only said this much to us, that as all the benefit is related to me, therefore you worship me and be grateful to me. But Allah Almighty has said that in this whole universe and everything that is in it that has been created by me and with my permission, all these things become useful or become harmful. They can possibly become like that. And all those things on which your life depends, the creator of all those, Allah Almighty says, is myself. And Allah Almighty says that I am Rabbul Alameen, I am Lord of all the universe. And when I am the Lord of all the universe, then from anywhere else, there is no question of getting any benefit at all. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam explains this subject. He says in one place that the rububiyat of Allah Almighty, the attribute of creation, and then to perfect them to the highest point, it is a continuous phenomena in all the universe, in all the creation. This is the rububiyat of Allah Almighty, that He has not only created us, but for the creation up to that point to which they were destined to reach, He enables them to reach there. And this whole universe, after its creation, every day, it shows a different glory of its own. In human nature, Allah Almighty has invested the quality of inquisition and searching more and more. Inquisitiveness is there. So, as a result of investigation on all these creations, they are, and Allah Almighty shows and manifests new and new aspects of that, newer and newer. In all the words that we have today, in that there is heavenly bodies are there, which has got these celestial bodies, heavenly and worldly creations are also there, and there are so many treasures of various things that we have, and there is a whole universe living within this earth, and it's not only the apparent thing of the earth that we see, on which the scientists are making their investigations, and they disclose new discoveries of nature as a result of their experimentation. And then there is the whole universe of the vegetation. There are fruits, vegetations, and herbs. Then there are countless types of creations are there. And in every creation we see a new manifestation, a new glory of Allah's majesty. And there are so many shrubs and plantations like that, which are the means of a cure for from so many diseases. And some of them have been known by mankind at this time, and there may be so many others which have not yet been discovered. And there are insects and worms in the world. They also have got a universe of their own. So in short, there are so many things are there in this universe which have been created by Allah Almighty, and there is a definite purpose and objective of each and every creation, which every created thing has to fulfill. And to sustain that according to the need, Allah Almighty has created the means of that. And then Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that this rububiyat of Allah Almighty, because of the fact that it relates to all the souls and the creations and the animated things and the animals and all other creations, it is in all bodies, in animals, in vegetations of different types, and also in those things which are dead, without any life. So this is called the Faizan-e-Aam, a general beneficence of Allah Almighty, which Allah Almighty has spread and extended to each and every creation. Because everything which exists that benefits from Allah Almighty, and it is through Allah Almighty that everything exists. Whatever is there, that is getting the blessing from Allah Almighty. And its very existence of everything that is being created from Allah Almighty and getting the benefit from that. So he says that yes, if this rububiyat of Allah, if it is the cause of the creation and the existence of everything, but as a favor, as a beneficence, it is the human beings who get the maximum benefit of this attribute of Allah Almighty. Because he benefits from all the creations of Allah. So therefore, human beings are reminded that your Lord is the Lord of all the universe, is Rabbul Alameen. So that a man should have more hope and more trust and belief that Allah Almighty, the manifestations of divine powers are for our benefits. And so many, Allah Almighty is the one who can create so many things for our benefit. So Allah Almighty, who is Rabbul Alameen, no doubt, everything that exists in this world, whether we know it or not, that has been created by Allah Almighty. And then, and this is a great favor of Allah Almighty on every human being, that whatever Allah Almighty has created, and that human being, they have been, the things have been made useful for this best of the creation, Ashraful Makhlukat. And the more the world is able to understand regarding the various creations, they increase their knowledge by investigations, and they clearly see that all these things have got very useful elements in them. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned all these things which are useful for human beings, and he has said that all these things, they should draw the attention of human beings to this fact, that God who has been so kind and merciful to human beings, that he has created innumerable things for the benefit of human beings, and then he has also enabled human beings to benefit from those things. So Allah Almighty also has the power that for the benefit of his servants, he can create such things in future as well, which will be useful for human beings. Or he can also disclose the hidden aspects, hidden attributes of those things, and make them further useful to human beings. So when Allah Almighty is so gracious and so merciful to the people, the Allah Almighty, the Rabbul Alameen, Lord of Universe, is so gracious, then a person must be very, very grateful to that Allah. And he should always be reminded and pay attention to express his gratitude to Allah Almighty. And one should try to completely avoid from setting up partners with Allah Almighty, and he should do his best for this purpose. In the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty says in several occasions that for your benefit, I have created so many things for you. Whenever you are going to benefit from these things, so then always keep this point in mind that Allah, it is Allah Almighty who is the creator of all these things, and he is not only the creator, but everything in the world, the sustenance of that and the survival of that is in Allah Almighty's control. And when everything is in that in the hand of that Rabbul Alameen, who is Rahman, and who shows the benefit, who gives the benefit of Rahmaniyat to the people, and then he is Rahim, and the benefits of Rahimiyat, those people who work hard, they even get more benefit from Allah Almighty as a result of this attribute. So then, apart from such a God, to look towards any other God other than Allah is absolutely foolish. So such a God, such Allah, is worthy of worship, who is Rabb, Rahman, and Rahim. And he is the one who has got so many other attributes. In one place, Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran,
وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِمَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسَ وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِن مَّاءٍ فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِن كُلِّ دَابَّةٍ وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ.
That surely in the creation of heaven and earth, and the alternation of the day and night, and in those boats which are in the sea, which move with the cargo, and that water which comes for the benefit of people, and then the earth comes to life as a result of that, and then he has created so many animals which are moving around here, and also the directions of the wind and the change of that, and in the clouds which are made subservient between heaven and earth. There is lot of signs for those people who reflect and have wisdom. In this verse, Allah Almighty has mentioned his various aspects of his beneficence to the people. And he says that if you have wisdom, you will not be wandering around idly, but rather you would be thinking over each and every creation of Allah Almighty from which you are deriving benefit. that should be such which should enable you to be fully submissive to Allah Almighty in worship. In the previous verse, Allah Almighty has mentioned, Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid, La ilaha illa huwa rahmanur rahim, that your object of your worship, Allah, is only one and there is no other God to be worshipped. He is extremely gracious and merciful and oft returning with mercy. He gives you the blessings without your asking. And when a person is grateful to Allah Almighty and he benefits from these bounties of Allah, then he becomes the recipient of the blessings of Allah Almighty. Such a person becomes like that. In this verse, Allah Almighty has various manifestations of His Rahmaniyat has mentioned, and He says that first look at the creation of heaven and earth. That is one of the greatest blessings and the rewards and the bounties which I have given, and it is not useless thing. It is not useless that Allah Almighty has created in vain. But our earth and the celestial bodies related with that, and the moon and the gases in the air, the air and wind is there, and all these things are for the benefit of mankind, for human beings. And as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam's quotation also mentioned, that on this earth there are so many sort of universe to be seen. That is to say that they have got their world of their own. And all these things have been created for the benefit of mankind, of human beings. And then the alternation of days and night in 24 hours, there are various times of the day and night, and which are very good for the benefit and comfort of human beings. And also they create the times of action and work for people. And then the oceans are there. There is one benefit of that. There are boats which go from here and there and take the cargo and heavy luggage. They transport from one place to another. And today, nobody can deny this great blessing of Allah Almighty, that mostly the commercial goods, they are transported through these ships and boats from one place to another, that arrives there through these boats. And then another benefit of the ocean is that this water, the water is brought through the clouds, and then it becomes the source of new life in earth. So for human beings and animals, the life of all these depend on this water which comes from the sea. If this water is not there, then there is no question of having any food. If there is any shortage in rain, then people start crying about that, and they get worried. And if there is no rain for a long time, then it results in starvation and famine. So Allah Almighty describes this situation. The importance of water is mentioned there in Surah Mulk as well. He says, "Kul araytum in asbaha ma'ukum ghoran, fa man yatikum bi ma'in ma'in." You say that, you tell me that if this water, if it goes deep down into the depth of earth, then where, who else apart from Allah is there to bring this water back to you? So this water in earth, it gives the life at a time when the water from the heaven, from God Almighty, descends. And there are effects of air and the wind on the vegetation in the creation, and the farmers, they know it fully well. What are the benefits of that? And these things are well known among the farmers, especially in India and Pakistan, where cultivation is not so developed. Those who are not so well developed, they know that the direction of the wind, they benefit the crops. And if the wind is coming from this side, a cold wind is coming, they are useful to certain crops, and at other times they are damaging those crops. So all these things which Allah Almighty has created. Allah Almighty says that this is not just by coincidence or just by accident, but rather this is the proof of the existence of God. And therefore, on this universe and the creation of the earth and heaven and the alternation of days and night and also the change of the weathers, people should ponder over these things, and then a person can certainly have the full belief and trust in Allah Almighty and firm faith in Allah Almighty. And Allah Almighty, having mentioned all that, He has declared and announced that not only I have created, but I am also the controller of all these things. And where I show the manifestation of Rahmaniyat, in a general way, I benefit the whole world from this attribute of creation, then the manifestation of Rahimiyat are there, and very outstanding examples of that are shown to mankind. Once in Mecca, for 7 years, there was a famine in Mecca for 7 years, and for a long time the effect was there. And the situation became so hard that people used to chew the bones and leather because there was nothing else to eat. At that time, when the leaders of Mecca, they came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for help and prayer, then then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the reflection of the greatest reflection of the divine attributes, so then he prayed, and this state of starvation was over, and they were able to get something to eat. And then once he prayed, the people of Medina, they requested for prayer, and he prayed. And immediately after that, the clouds appeared, and it started raining, and it continued to rain until the companions, after 1 week, they came back, and they requested to pray for the stop, and that the rain should stop. And then he prayed that, "Oh Allah, you cause this rain to descend on around us, but not on us, because now the houses have started collapsing." So then Allah Almighty, who has got the power over everything, He stopped the rain. Then in the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are such useful persons who have been created, through whom Allah Almighty has given the proof of His existence and created the sources of beneficence for people. And in this age also we see that the Hadrat Masih Maud alayhi salam's life is filled with such examples where through His prayer people benefited a lot. So Allah Almighty says that this thing that I have subjected all these my creations for your benefit and service. So by looking at that, you should have increase in your faith. Your faith should increase. And in this apparent and worldly example, for looking at that, and physical example that is in front of you, then you should also apply, Allah Almighty has applied this example on the spiritual world as well. But rather, the spiritual world is much more elaborate than this one, because the benefits and the rewards of this life are going to remain here, but the benefits of spirituality are going to be of use in the life to come. So therefore, a mu'min, a believer, he does not look at the creation of heaven and earth and does not consider it to be only something useful for the benefits in this life, but by pondering over those things, he has a full belief in the unity of Allah Almighty and in the existence of Allah Almighty and the life to come. That faith continues to go stronger and stronger. And similarly, on the alternation of day and night and the effects of that on the requirement and the pattern of the life, they think over it. And similarly, Allah Almighty has given this example of night and day. Allah Almighty says that spiritually, after darkness, there is always the means of light which are created by Allah Almighty. And as a result of that, the spiritual darkness, they are dispelled. And through His angels and the messengers and the prophets, through all of them, Allah Almighty causes the thing to this darkness to be removed from the Muslims. And in all ages, He has not kept himself away from showing this manifestation of this attribute. Rather, in every age and time, He shows this light and guidance. And in this age and time, He sent Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, who once again He gave us the light of Islam once again and introduce that to us. And as Allah Almighty in the physical world has, for the benefit of mankind, has through these boats and ships, in a very safe way, He has provided the means of transportation from one place to another. Similarly, in the spiritual world, He sends special people who create the spiritual boats. Those in the ocean of trials and tribulations and suffering, they protect, they take the humble servants of Allah Almighty and take them to safe destinations. And that is the pleasure of Allah Almighty in the life to come. We see that this blessing of Allah, this beneficence of Allah Almighty never discontinues for the sake of His servants. As I mentioned earlier on, whenever Allah Almighty, when He sees the condition of Zahar al-Fasadu fil barri wal bar, that there is a disorder in this life, in this world, and when they go beyond their limits, then Allah Almighty, for the sake of His servants, for human beings and His creations, in order to protect all of them, then He sends His chosen people, those who create a boat which safely takes all the people out of these storms, and those people who believe in him, they are taken out of. And this boat today has been made by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And so many people who are on board are actually those people who are actually doing justice to this honor, blessing that Allah Almighty has given to them, or at least they are trying their best to do full justice to their responsibilities. And for this purpose, how one has to become like that, He wrote a book which is called the Ark of Noah, the boat of Noah. And during His lifetime, when there was plague during His lifetime, then He mentioned the spiritual remedy of that. In this book He says, and if this question is there, that what is that teaching, exactly following that one can safeguard a person from the attack of the plagues. So now I write briefly, and after that, He under the heading of Talim, the education, or the guidance, He wrote, He warned everyone simply to declare your bath with your tongue is nothing, unless with full determination you are not acting upon that, unless you become very firm and very honest about that. And this thing, and He said that never think that you have done your perform your bath apparently. This just appearance is nothing. Allah Almighty looks at your hearts, and He will deal with you according to that state of your hearts. And then He says that you are the last community of Allah Almighty. So perform such pious deeds which should be at the highest point of its excellence. Anyway, this is, as a summary, I have mentioned a few points. In that book, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned those standards. By attaining those, or at least trying to attain that one, an Ahmadi, he can make himself secure in this boat, which has been prepared by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Almighty enable us to make our lives and mold them according to this teaching, so that we can follow the guidance given by the Imam Zaman, the Imam of the age, and we are able to benefit from that. Today the world is in the grip of crisis. More and more diseases are there. Recently, a new epidemic has come to surface, which is known as swine flu. So all these things, ailments and epidemics and problems, they are actually making us to consider this thing, that we should analyze our condition, and we should be following the teaching of Allah and His Messenger and the one who has been sent by Allah Almighty. We should be acting upon all these things very faithfully, and we should be really earnestly striving to act upon all these things. And when full concentration we are acting upon that one, then we are going to get benefit from all those spiritual waters about which Allah Almighty says, Fahiya behil arza bada moteha, that through that water we created a new life after the earth has completely died. So as in the physical side, and the earth becomes dead and then they show up its greenery as a result of the water, similarly as a result of the spiritual rain which Allah Almighty sends forth through the prophets and messengers, a new life is created. But only those people benefit from this water, those who have the good qualities like the fertile land, and they have the ability to benefit from that. Allah Almighty has created the spiritual fertility and goodness, and Allah Almighty has descended this water for this very purpose. But in order to absorb this water and to benefit from that, it is very essential that the piety of hearts should be there, and fertility in the hearts should be there. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ has given one example in his saying. He says that there are three types of people. There are some, example of which is like a good, very fertile land, which is very soft and which absorbs the water. It has the capability of absorbing the water. And then from such a land, piece of land, then a very good crop comes out of that, because it absorbs the water, and then that water uses it properly, and then it produces a good crop. So when the rain falls on such a land, then water is absorbed and it creates the productivity, and the crop comes out very nicely out of that land. And it provides food for other people who benefit from that. And the second type of land is such, which is very hard. It does not have the capability of absorbing the water, but it contains the water in it, like the pools and the ponds. And the land does not get directly any benefit from that, because the water does not go into it. But the water which is accumulated there, animals benefit from that. Even human beings, they drink from that water, so they benefit from that. And apart from drinking the water, that water can also be used for cultivation and irrigation. And then he says that the third type of the land is such which is absolutely hard, stony, and it is level, and just a flat land is there, and the water comes down and it goes away. Neither it absorbs the water inside, nor the water is stored there. So that such a land is it does not get any benefit from that water which comes, falls upon it, nor it can retain the water and give any benefit to other people out of that. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the first type of land is the which absorbs the water and produces a very good crop. That is like that knowledgeable person, like that person who not only understands the matters of knowledge for himself, but also gives other people the benefit of that, whatever he has got. He gives the beneficence of that knowledge to other people as well. And he says that the third type of that land is that person is a very hard land which does not contain the water, not retain it. The spiritual water gives it no benefit at all, and nor other people are able to get any benefit out of that. And the example of the second type of the example, which he did not mention, but by mentioning the example of that, he has mentioned, and that is quite clear, which he has been explained earlier on, that such ponds and pools, those who do not get the benefit directly, but they give the benefit of those the water to other people. So such people, those who get the knowledge, but he does not act upon that knowledge and guidance, but he does whatever knowledge he has learnt, that he imparts to other people and teaches other people, and some right-minded people, they act upon that and they get the benefit out of that. So Allah Almighty, when he sends his messengers, then from their spiritual water, this three type of people are created as a result of that. So a true believer, one should try to be included among the first category. Three types of people are there. One should be in the first category. One should benefit oneself and also give the benefit to other people. And in his progeny as well, in his children, in his atmosphere, in his surrounding, he should spread the benefit of that knowledge. And only in that case he would be able to benefit from that Annafe God, the one who is the greatest benefactor and gives all the beneficence. And Allah Almighty says, وَبَسَّى مِنْهُمَا, and Allah Almighty has scattered all types of animals. This spreading of the animal is also one of the blessings of Allah Almighty, which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in different places, as Allah Almighty says in one place in Surah Nahl.
وَالْأَنْعَامَ خَلَقَهَا لَكُمْ فِيهَا دِفٌ وَمَنَافِعٌ وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا جَمَالٌ حِينَ تُرِيحُونَ وَحِينَ تَسْرَحُونَ.
And Allah Almighty has created the animals for you, and there are sources of getting warmth from them, and some of them you eat out of them, and Allah Almighty has created beauty in them when you bring them back after grazing in the evening, and when you take them in the morning. So through them, through these animals, people benefit from that. They use the flesh, their wool is also there, and even the bones of the animals, they are used. And they are the means of getting wealth. People are keeping these animals and they sell them later on. So the first verse which I read out from was Surah Al-Baqarah, which I am explaining. In that, Allah Almighty has used the word Daba. Here the word Anam has been used. Anam means the cattle. And Allah Almighty has also mentioned about regarding Daba, that Daba has been used about animals and all types of other animals. So Daba means all types of animals, Allah Almighty says. وَلَوْ يُوَخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِظُلْمِهِمْ مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ. That if Allah Almighty, this has been the tradition of Allah Almighty, that He would immediately capture the people on their faults and there was no respite for repentance, then Allah Almighty would not have left any living being on this earth. So as Allah Almighty does not penalize immediately, that is not His way. It is not His way that He does not punish immediately. So for the benefit of people, so Allah Almighty has created all types of animals. Some very small insects are also there and animals are also there. So Allah Almighty, after the earth has become dead, then Allah Almighty creates and spreads and gives this example of spreading the animals and the insects. And there is a very important role played by these animals. Because He has said that if Allah Almighty has to finish the life altogether, then only the animals, if they are finished, then the whole life will finish. So similarly, Allah Almighty says that all people are also like Dabba, and they are such believers who get the benefit from the spiritual water, and then they beautify this land and this earth, and they spread over this land and spread the message of Allah Almighty. So this is a very important responsibility of the community of the those who are appointed by Allah Almighty, that they should go spreading the message, go out in spreading the message and try to make it beautiful. And Allah Almighty has mentioned about the winds, that they have been subjected for human beings, so that these spiritual winds should spread the beneficence of Allah Almighty. So Allah Almighty blows these winds of spiritual benefit to all parts of the world. And Allah Almighty also helps the community of the believers and His chosen one through the winds. And Allah Almighty protects certain bad things from them. And Allah Almighty makes it subservient to a Muslim. Look at the history of Ahmadiyyat from the time of the Hadrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam up to this day. Allah Almighty, by the grace of Allah Almighty, He has been turning the direction of the winds of opposition which have been blowing against us. And He not only changes the direction, but He also blows such winds in our favor, which guide the pious people to the truth of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. I very often mention that in my mail every day there are certain letters in which it is mentioned that they got the message of Ahmadiyyat, and the beautiful wind of the truth of our message, they were sent to them by Allah Almighty. And especially among the Arabs, in particularly because of the eloquence of the Arabic language and because of their temperament, which is perhaps maybe because of their language, the expression, the way of expression is such, when they mention about their baths, how Allah Almighty guided them to accept that, they always mention about this cool breeze which comes to them. And this is the doings of Allah Almighty, that these rains and the cool breeze and the winds, they help the believers. So this is the Annafe, God of us, who is so beneficent and so benefactor, who is all the time giving us the benefit. And today, this Allah, the Rabbul Alameen, who has in this age and time, has... in order to continue His spiritual blessings, He has sent His messenger. We are included in his community. The opponents of us previously, they were trying to block our ways and try to stop the spreading of our community. And in reply to that, becoming beneficent, we used to give them all that spiritual fruit and the crops which Allah which were given to us, so that they can also benefit from that, and we are continuously doing that. And we also say this prayer of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahumma de qaumi fa innahum la ya'lamun. We do this and we have been doing that. Allah Almighty may guide these people. But our people have adopted a new way, which was not more before, but now it has increased. And they say that they say Ahmadis, and they don't say Ahmadis, but they say Qadianis, that you deny the truth of the promised Messiah and come to us, then we are going to embrace you. In other words, they say that you leave the community of that Annafe God, and you leave that community and come to us where there is nothing but disorder and problem. And these are the people who are killing other members of the Muslim Ummah. So anyway, Allah Almighty has not only guided us to the right path, but Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran that you should reply to these people that the true guidance is that which Allah Almighty has given us, and this should be our reply. So therefore, if you want to safeguard yourself from these trials and problems of this time, then you come and follow this Mahdi who has been sent by Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty says,
وَنُرَدُّ عَلَىٰ عَقَابِنَا بَعْدَ اِذْ هَدَانَ اللَّهُ كَالَّذِي اسْتَحْوَتْهُ الشَّيَاطِينُ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَيْرَانَ لَهُ أَصْحَابٌ يَدْعُونَهُ إِلَى الْهُدَاتِنَا قُلْ إِنَّا هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى وَأُمِرْنَا لِنُسْلِمَ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Who says, you ask that should we ask apart from Allah that one who cannot give us any benefit nor give us any harm? And should after that Allah Almighty has guided us, should we turn back to such a people who has been smitten by Satan and who has been left unguided? And who has got such friends, those who are calling him to guidance, those who say that you come to them, you say that surely the guidance which is given by Allah, that is the true guidance, and we have been commanded that we should be fully obedient to Rabbul Alameen. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, explaining this part of the verse, Kul inna hudallahi huwal huda, he says that he says that you tell them that what sort of thinking you have. The guidance is that which Allah Almighty gives directly to the believers. Otherwise, human beings, because of his own wrong interpretation, they can twist the meanings of the book of Allah, and they understand totally differently. It is Allah Almighty who does not make a mistake. Therefore, Allah, the guidance is that which is given by Allah Almighty, and their own imaginative meanings is not worthy of any consideration. And this is the true guidance and the teaching of Islam which has been given to us, and this is the fact to which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has drawn our attention. So now, leaving this guidance, how can we go and follow these people who have been discussing this question of abrogation of certain verses of the Holy Quran? And before that, they were waiting for the 14th century that the Messiah and Mahdi would come. Now this century has become very long, and the prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are adamant in denying that one. These are the people who, those who believe in the same book and the same prophet, despite that one, they are issuing the edicts against them and calling them disbeliever. So far as we are concerned, we have got the wisdom and understanding from that Messiah in Mahdi, who from that Holy Prophet ﷺ, who is the last law-bearing prophet. And we believe in that, and we believe in that Allah who sent this prophet as the last law-bearing prophet, and who was given such a wonderful great book like the Holy Quran, which is all the guidance has been put into that one. It's completely comprehensive on that. So this is the benefit that we have been given by the Messiah and the Mahdi of this age, and this faith has been given to us. So in this age, when Allah Almighty has caused the second advent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for our benefit and for our guidance, then what need do we have that we should leave that God and we should start believing in some other God? If today, regarding the claim of the promised Messiah, we run into any doubt, then those supports and the sign and from the heaven and the earth which Allah Almighty is showing to us, what would we say which Allah Almighty has shown us in support of the promised Messiah, and He continues to show that even today. He shows us those signs, and those helps are there. Signs are according to His promise. And if that had been the doing of any human being, that for the last 120 years, continuously, that all the possible efforts which the opponents of Ahmadiyyat could possibly have done, but our Allah Almighty has always been giving us more and more progress. And the opponents we have always seen, and the opponents we have always seen them baffled and completely upset. And looking at their condition, our faith in the one who has been sent by Allah Almighty and who is the greatest follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is all the time increasing. So instead of inviting him, inviting us and giving us this invitation, we actually give them the invitation that you come and join this community of the Masih and Mahdi, and that therein lies your salvation, and that is for your betterment. Allah Almighty enable them to do so. At the end, I present one writing from the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, which I would like to present here. In his company, the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, about one opponent it was mentioned who tried to write the reply to Ijazul Masih, book of the Promised Messiah, and he was unable to was unsuccessful, and he died. In that meeting, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, what a wonderful sign is that for our support and truth, because Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran, "Amma ma yanfun nasa fa yamkusu fil ars," that the one who gives a benefit to the people, then he stays on in the earth. So Allah Almighty says, now the question is that if this dispensation, as the opponents say, is not from, it was not from Allah Almighty. So and then whatever effort this man started, he should have been helped. But what we see is that he died in his youth. This proves it very clearly that anybody to write anything in opposition to this community is not useful for people. At least our opponents, they have to admit this much, that his intention was not right. Otherwise, what was the reason that why Allah Almighty did not help him and he was not given any respite to finish that job? Even that time was not granted to him. So he said, in my revelation it is there, "Amma ma yanfun nasa fa yamkusu fil ars." More than 30 years have passed by, I was taken ill very seriously, and it was so serious that fever was so high that as if there were some coal burning on my body. At that time I got this revelation, Vamma mayanfu nasa fayam kusufilars. So this criticism which is leveled, that some opponents, they sometimes get long life. What is the reason for that? He says that the reason for that, in my opinion, is that their life is also sometimes useful in some respect. Abu Jahl lived for long time. The fact is that if the opponents do not raise this allegation, then how? Why Allah Almighty has revealed these 30 parts of the Holy Quran? They have been objecting, and sometime some answers to those allegations were mentioned, and Allah Almighty continued to give certain commandments. And the one who is considered useful, Allah Almighty gives him respite. Our opponents who are alive and they are opposing, through them actually this benefit is coming, that Allah Almighty gives us more and more deeper understanding of the meaning of the Holy Quran. Then whenever they get the life, Allah Almighty gives us the understanding of the deeper meaning. If this man has not raised hue and cry, then how was it possible that I should be able to write this book of Nuzul-e-Masih, the descent of Messiah? And similarly, other opponents, the reason for that is only this one, that the beauty of Islam and the excellence of the teachings of Islam should be highlighted. So these opponents will remain, and they will continue to and then there will be a good comparison between Islam and other faiths, and the excellence of Islam will be highlighted as such. Allah Almighty enable us to benefit from his sift from this attribute of Allah, and enable us to become nafi, useful for other people. And that spiritual revolution which through Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, which has been destined through him, we should also be having a part in that to play.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inuhu ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر